Genesis chapter 24. And Abraham was old, and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray you, your hand under my thigh. And I will make you swear by the Lord, the God of heaven, and the God of the earth, that you shall not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, among whom I dwell. But you shall go into my country, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, Perhaps the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring your son again unto the land from where you came? And Abraham said unto him, Beware that you bring not my son there again. The Lord God of heaven, who took me from my father's house, and from the land of my kindred, and who spoke unto me, and that swore unto me, saying, Unto your descendants will I give this land, he shall send his angel before you, and you shall take a wife unto my son from there. And if the woman will not be willing to follow you, then you shall be clear from this my oath, only bring not my son there again. And the servant put his hand unto the thigh of Abraham his master, and swore to him concerning that matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand, and he arose, and went to Mesopotamia, unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down outside the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray you, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass, that the damsel to whom I shall say, Let down your pitcher, I pray you, that I may drink, and she shall say, Drink, and I will give your camels drink also, let the same be she that you have appointed for your servant Isaac. And thereby shall I know that you have showed kindness unto my master. And it came to pass, before he had done speaking, that, behold, Rebekah came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin, neither had any man known her, and she went down to the well, and filled her pitcher, and came up. And the servant ran to meet her, and said, Let me, I pray you, drink a little water of your pitcher. And she said, Drink, my lord, and she hastened, and let down her pitcher upon her hand, and gave him drink. And when she had finished giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for your camels also, until they have finished drinking. And she hastened, and emptied her pitcher into the trough, and ran again unto the well to draw water, and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held his peace, to learn whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had finished drinking, that the man took a golden earring of 1/2 shekel weight, and 2 bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold, and said, Whose daughter are you? Tell me, I pray you, Is there room in your father's house for us to lodge in? And she said unto him, I am the daughter of Bethuel the son of Milcah, whom she bore unto Nahor. She said moreover unto him, We have both straw and fodder enough, and room to lodge in. And the man bowed down his head, and worshipped the Lord. And he said, Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who has not left destitute my master of his mercy and his truth. I being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's kinsmen. And the damsel ran, and told them of her mother's house these things. And Rebekah had a brother, and his name was Laban, and Laban ran out unto the man, unto the well. And it came to pass, when he saw the earring and bracelets upon his sister's hands, and when he heard the words of Rebekah his sister, saying, Thus spoke the man unto me, that he came unto the man, and, behold, he stood by the camels at the well. And he said, Come in, You blessed of the Lord, why stand you outside? For I have prepared the house, and room for the camels. And the man came into the house, and he unloaded his camels, and gave straw and fodder for the camels, and water to wash his feet, and the man's feet that were with him. And there was set food before him to eat, but he said, I will not eat, until I have told my errand. And he said, Speak on. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks, and herds, and silver, and gold, and men servants, and maid servants, and camels, and donkeys. And Sarah my master's wife bore a son to my master when she was old, and unto him has he given all that he has. And my master made me swear, saying, You shall not take a wife to my son of the daughters of the Canaanites, in whose land I dwell. But you shall go into my father's house, and to my kindred, and take a wife unto my son. And I said unto my master, Perhaps the woman will not follow me. And he said unto me, The Lord, before whom I walk, will send his angel with you, and prosper your way, and you shall take a wife for my son of my kindred, and of my father's house. Then shall you be clear from this my oath, when you come to my kindred, and if they give you not one, you shall be clear from my oath. And I came this day unto the well, and said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, if now you do prosper my way which I go, behold, I stand by the well of water, and it shall come to pass, that when the virgin comes forth to draw water, and I say to her, Give me, I pray you, a little water of your pitcher to drink. And she says to me, Both drink, and I will also draw for your camels, let the same be the woman whom the Lord has appointed out for my master's son. And before I had finished speaking in my heart, behold, Rebekah came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down unto the well, and drew water, and I said unto her, Let me drink, I pray you. And she made haste, and let down her pitcher from her shoulder, and said, Drink, and I will give your camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. And I asked her, and said, Whose daughter are you? And she said, The daughter of Bethuel, Nahor's son, whom Milcah bore unto him, and I put the ring upon her nose, and the bracelets upon her arms. And I bowed down my head, and worshipped the Lord, and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. And now if you will deal kindly and truly with my master, tell me, and if not, tell me, that I may turn to the right hand, or to the left. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, The thing proceeds from the Lord, we cannot speak unto you bad or good. Behold, Rebekah is before you, take her, and go, and let her be your master's son's wife, as the Lord has spoken. And it came to pass, that, when Abraham's servant heard their words, he worshipped the Lord, bowing himself to the earth. And the servant brought forth jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and clothing, and gave them to Rebekah. He gave also to her brother and to her mother precious things. And they did eat and drink, he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night, and they rose up in the morning, and he said, Send me away unto my master. And her brother and her mother said, Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at the least 10, after that she shall go. And he said unto them, Hinder me not, seeing the Lord has prospered my way, send me away that I may go to my master. And they said, We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth. And they called Rebekah, and said unto her, Will you go with this man? And she said, I will go. And they sent away Rebekah their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said unto her, You are our sister, be the mother of thousands of millions, and let your descendants possess the gate of those who hate them. And Rebekah arose, and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels, and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah, and went his way. And Uzzah came from the way of the well Arwah, for he dwelt in the Negeb. And Uzzah went out to meditate in the field in the evening, and he lifted up his eyes, and saw, and, behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she alighted from the camel. For she had said unto the servant, What man is this that walks in the field to meet us? And the servant had said, It is my master. Therefore she took a veil, and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent, and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death.